We're trying something different this week. We're doing Everyone is John, we're playing. It's a game where one person's the narrator. They're basically John. And John is schizophrenic. He has different characters living in his brain, and they try to force him to do things that they want to do. Each different character has an obsession. The twist is we're doing Everyone is Teddy, of course, because it makes so much sense. So Dan, Michael, and Anthony are going to be different bits of brains floating around in Teddy, and they're going to try and force Teddy to do things that he may want to do. He might not want to. He probably doesn't want to do them.
So because it's a special Christmas treat, you are Teddy, but that means for this, you are going to be Dungeon Mastering instead of Anthony.
I'm
going to
be playing Teddy, and I'm also going to be the narrator, and you guys are going to be trying to control Teddy, basically, trying to take over and get your obsessions done. So the way the game works, each player has will. They have tokens that basically stand in for their will. And when they want to take control of Teddy, they have to bid and outbid each other. And then whoever bids the most tokens, they lose those tokens, but they get control for a while. And each player has their own secret obsession, and everyone has two skills each. Skill checks will come in when a player tries to do something that's maybe a little tricky or whatnot. And I'll roll a die. If they succeed, we do it. If not, then I get to decide what happens, I guess.
It should make sense
as
we play.
Yeah.
And check the Wikipedia if you're interested in playing at home, because that's what we did, and it's pretty awesome.
It's a load of fun, yeah. Did we cover everything? Probably not.
I reckon. Everyone's Teddy.
Everyone's Teddy.
Everyone is Teddy, part two.
So we've just docked. Our ship is full of pigs. These pigs are refugees from our war, the war against the volcano in the Moonshae Isles. There's a lot of people. There was, unfortunately, even though there were hugs, there were a lot of casualties. And now these pigs are left without families. So we got to get these pigs adopted out in Lantan. So, Teddy does. Teddy has to. I don't know where the other guys have gone. They fucked off. They just wandered off into town, I guess.
Probably busy doing the main quest,
Probably.
Not adopting out pigs.
Yeah, just doing like really important story beats.
We've gone like, we'll catch up with you, Teddy.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Check in a day or two.
Here we are. I'm going to wake up. Then you guys can bid for control. Teddy is not nude this time. Teddy has his pajamas on. 3, 2, 1, go. Dan has control.
Alrighty.
Well, he has a voice. His voice is being heard in the brain.
Hey. Hey, you awake yet?
Yeah, kinda. Who are you now?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Okay, what are we looking at here? Where are we going? It's a big trip, huh?
Well, we've got...
Yeah, it was, huh? Yeah.
It was a
fucking big trip.
It's probably a bit lonely, actually. But we got all these
smell. My God, all these fucking pigs.
Yeah,
gross fucking pigs, dirty animals. I think they're dirty animals. Let's get the fuck
like
off
them.
This ship. Get them the fucking dock.
Well,
both those legs are yours.
Okay,
get the fuck on the dock.
You're very demanding. Okay, all right. Let's come on, piggies. The pigs are all like basically. Each one has a rope tied to him, and Teddy's just trying to drag them all off the boat, I think. There's probably 15 pigs, I think.
That's too many.
So some of them are... There's a couple of piglets. Most of them are big fuck-off pigs. Boars, I should say. Boars. Yeah, I'm scared of you. I'm just going to do what you tell me. Okay. Let's go.
Good. So, that's the smartest move you made all day, kid. Let's... This looks like a pretty residential area, huh? You got a lot of houses, a lot of people walking around. Huh? Yeah. Look at all those small people, huh? Look at all those short people, like kids and stuff. Why don't we go where there's kids? How about that?
I love kids.
Kids are great. Yeah.
Which one's Gage? Is the You know Gage.
Gage, oh, the little short one.
Yeah, he's a
smart little fucking know-it-all.
Okay, well, we won't talk about him then. Okay. Yeah, fine, let's go. Let's go.
Need that guy. Fuck him.
I'm just, oh,
fuck
God.
That guy.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going.
We want little innocent souls. That's what we want. Why don't we go, like, it's holidays, right? All those kids that love the holiday shit, all the fucking presents and stuff their families lead out from them. Yeah. Fucking little bastards. You know what we gotta do? Why do they have to get all that stuff and you don't, huh? Why do they all have to get all that, those presents and shit? When's it gonna be our turn, huh?
No, we get presents all the time. You got these pigs? Well, they're not ours, are they? Oh, I see your point.
Yeah, we're giving them away. Probably to all those fucking kids.
Should we just keep them? That's what I said to the guys before we left.
Yeah.
But they said I had to adopt them out.
Yeah, I don't know. Pigs are great and all, but, you know, why don't we make this holiday a real special fucking shit?
Yeah.
Just a real special day of it, huh?
Yeah.
You and me.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Hey, well.
It sounded scary at first, but I do like special days.
Yeah. How about we go be Santa Claus or something? You know,
ooh.
Ourselves play a little part. Why don't we get a big old sack like good old Santa Claus, jolly old big old fat man, huh? Why don't we just get a sack?
Yeah,
let's look around for a sack.
Okay. Should I just empty out one of these? There's a sack of potatoes.
Just chuck them out there. Just pour pour them out in the docks.
Teddy just shakes out all the potatoes into the ocean.
This looks like a pretty big sack, huh?
Hey, what are you doing with my potatoes? Hey, they're my potatoes!
You gotta talk that guy down. You don't let him talk to you like that, motherfucker.
What should I say to him?
Look him dead in the eyes and say, you fucking talking to me? Dead-eyed dumb prick,
hi.
You fucking animal.
Are you talking to me, you dead-eyed prick, you fucking animal? Why are you insulting me? Why are you doing it to my potatoes?
Tell him you're going to break his fucking legs if he doesn't walk the other way and doesn't say a fucking word to anyone.
I'm
going to
break your fucking legs and... What was it?
I don't know, dizzy. Call him a dizzy fuckhead or something.
You're a dizzy fuckhead.
I have a skill in intimidation in this.
Okay. The other succeeds. That guy is fucking terrified of this strange.
Yeah, walk the fuck away. Walk the fuck away. I'll push you in the dark. And make
okay.
Nuts. Yeah, okay. The light of day again, you fucking animal.
It's. yeah, so he's fucking out of there. He's gone. Oh, man.
Good. We got the sack. We got the sack. It's all nice and empty.
I got the sack.
All right. let's get this show started, huh? You and me.
So what do I... So Santa gives presents from the sack?
Yeah, you know, Santa gives presents, sure. Why don't we be a different kind of Santa Claus, huh? Why don't we take back? Why don't we give... Why don't we go get those kids? Why don't you get those kids and go to some families' houses and collect all the kids? You fucking kid. I don't know how to say this without giving away what I really want to happen, but I'm just gonna come out with it. We need a fuck lot. We need a fuck ton of kids. We need to be like an Andy Claus. You know what I mean?
Aren't we just get a regular ton?
Well, I guess we could swap. Maybe we could swap some pigs for some kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Swap some pigs.
All right.
Leave a pig, take a kid. That's gonna be our policy.
All right. So we're heading up.
They won't even know the difference.
We're heading off the dock. We're heading towards the rural district. I imagine Lantan, it's all greys. It's all just greys. Brick buildings. I don't know, Anthony, do they have any kind of gardens or...
Grass, but it grey.
Grey grass,
yeah.
Interesting. Oh. I'm just want to listen to this guy all day. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry for the swear. It's kind of part of it.
All right, we're heading towards... we're dragging some pigs. We've got our sack. We're dragging some pigs towards the residential area. There's, I imagine it's probably in the afternoon. It's getting late, so kids are coming home from school and yeah, things. Or parents, you know, bringing their kids home from school. And
Why don't we stroll right up to one of them houses over there?
Okay.
We're looking all fancy and shit. The big old sidewalks and flowers saying,
be great.
Hey, me fucking look at that shit. Fuck them. Fuck that kid. Fuck those parents. Just fucking just break into the house right now.
Well, all right. Well, I'll just knock. Shall I just knock? And then we'll think about breaking things.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. I forget that I'm the narrator and I have to do... I'm just waiting for...
Jay looking politely at us.
who's doing the sounds?
We hear someone coming to the door. Cracks open a bit. Clippity-clop. Walk, walk, walk. Walk, walk, walk. Broom.
He's getting away.
Someone comes to the door. It cracks open. Oh, hello. Who are you? What do you want?
Checking up the neighborhood here. What are you just doing the routine house check? What you got your presents out for Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't really. We don't really celebrate Christmas.
Huh? Yeah, you got any kids in there?
That's a strange question.
It's for census. Look, it's not my job.
It's not your job.
I mean, it's my job to check how many kids you got. It's for a census, sir.
Well, can I see like some ID or? Yeah.
Listen here, you motherfucking.
Oh.
Trying to make a fuck out of me.
Oh dear.
Trying to make a fuck out of me.
Oh no, thank you. I'll just close the door. Clip.
He didn't look like a kid type. Look, why don't we go to the next house over there? Climb down the chimney, huh? Why don't you climb up that house? Drop down the chimney like Santa Claus, huh?
Yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah, sure, let's do it. Should we do a bid? Let's do a bid. It's been a while. Sorry, everyone. Okay, let's have a bid. 3-1 go. Anthony's the winner with 2. Okay, here we go.
Boy, then, young buck, get out. Oi, get out there. You.
Oh,
Common criminal coming here.
What?
Wait. Oh, Teddy. Oh, my boy, Teddy. Oh, it's been so long.
Hello.
Teddy, my sweet boy. How are you?
Good.
Oh, how are you
very
doing?
Familiar.
Oh, I. You might remember me. Former. Remember? I gave you them directions.
Oh, you...
Ate by man flare. Oh, aye. Terrible news.
Oh, that is terrible. I got mostly eaten by a mind flare too, actually.
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
I'm in you now.
Oh,
oh, yep.
Do you have access to my memories?
Oh, aye. We see it all in here. You've been a naughty boy this Christmas, I'm thinking.
Oh, why? I'm just going to get...
Oh, aye. We've seen it all, the prison. So much fire.
Yeah.
All those people, they're dead. You killed them. Their blood's on your hands.
But that's okay,
Teddy.
I don't think that's...
Teddy, it's Christmas time.
Yay.
Yeah. That old buck back there, that fiend, he was trying to make you commit a crime.
Well, we're just going to go down that chimney.
What? That's a crime, Teddy.
What?
No, you can't go down the chimney. Oh. It's got to be wider, my lad.
You can't go down
until it's bigger. Tell you what, you've got these pigs here, yeah?
Is Santa a criminal?
Santa? Big old criminal.
Oh.
Biggest criminal you ever did see.
But everyone loves Santa.
All right. Yep, they love crime.
Oh, okay.
Don't trust any of them. You can only trust me, Teddy. All right, I'll be helping you out through this trying time. All right, Teddy, we've got all these pigs here, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Now, you got a knife and fork on you.
I got a sack.
Oh, that's no good. All right. Look, that fellow over there, knock on the door again. Ask him for a knife and fork this time. Be polite, Teddy. Use your manners, eh?
Okay.
All right.
Knock, knock, knock.
Well done,
knock, knock,
Jack.
Knock.
Knife and fork, Teddy, don't forget.
Oh, not you again. Look, please, just leave.
It's a tricky knife and fork. That's all, Teddy. Please and thank us.
Hello, can I please have a knife and fork?
Oh, that's
please?
Gorgeous, Teddy. I love your work.
Oh, if I give you a knife and fork, will you just leave me alone?
Oh yeah, we'll leave him right alone.
Oh, well, just wait there. Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop. Walking walk.
Now, Teddy, walk. Keep your words. Stay still.
Okay.
Don't fidget.
Okay.
Hands out of your pockets. All right, that's good, lad.
Okay. What are we using the knife and fork for?
All in due time, my boy. All in due time.
They come back and they're like, oh, here you go. Okay. Actually, they just poke it through the mail slot.
All right, grab them. Say please and thank yous.
Please and thank you.
Well, that'll do. All right. Now, laddie, tell me what you see. Big tower anywhere? You see a big tower? Big tall tower? Or maybe a statue? You see a statue, my boy?
Yeah, well...
Oh, look there. Is that a statue?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? Looks like a big dwarven fella. Pop over that statue for me, would you, fella?
Oh, all right. Here we go. We're not going up the chimney.
Oh, no. We'll go to the chimney later, my boy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go then.
All right. Over there. There you go. Over there. Yep. Very good. Easy. Slow down. Too fast. Oh, Keep all the piggies there.
Okay.
Now, what's this statue we're made of? Is that steel?
Oh,
that's perfect, my boy.
It's very shiny.
Now get that knife and fork. All right, I need you to chop me off a piece of that statue there.
Okay.
All right. Nice and shiny slither of that metal, please.
Teddy tries to slice with the worst sound you've ever heard. Yeah. It's just... nothing's coming off.
Teddy, my boy, you failed me once again. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, though.
But, you saw me trying to... I can't...
Bite into the statue, me boy. I need it.
Okay.
I need you to eat this.
But it's not gonna work.
Teddy? Yes. Have I ever steered you wrong before?
Well, you made me try and cut it with a knife.
That was once, that's on me. I'll take that. This time, I've got you.
All right, here we go.
Clamp down on his little fist there. Harder, my boy. Teeth are meant for breaking.
Teddy's front teeth just grind. Just grind into shards and pop out.
Oh, there go your teeth.
Oh. Well, why?
Well, look, metal maybe not our thing. All right, you see that there? That's made of brick.
No.
Right? Them buildings.
Yeah.
Maybe we could shave off some bricks and snort it, my boy. Pop over them bricks there.
Oh.
Come on, Teddy. On you go.
On the way over. We're going to do a bit.
What the fuck?
I just bamboozled the whole time. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bang.
All right, I'll come back later, my boy.
Okay, bye.
Teddy.
Yeah?
It's me.
Who are you now?
Kenneth.
Kenneth.
Let's take stock of what you... What have you got on you? What's your inventory looking like here?
Got the pigs.
Okay.
Got 15. Pigs. 15 got
pigs.
1, 2, 3.
That's a great start. It? You can trade pigs for a lot of things.
Yeah, I got a sack.
You don't have to tell us. Oh, I see.
It's a potato sack.
You don't... Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
What do you mean?
Cool. Can I assume control of your of your hands?
I'm going to allow it.
This guy right here, and I punch you in the balls.
No!
I saw it coming. But can it just be like, I just try to grab your sack, but because it's a new body, I just...
Too much.
Do you have a skill for sack grabbing?
You know, I don't.
I'm going to have to get you to...
Hey,
skill
okay.
check.
Yeah, look, can I donate, like... Wait, hold on. If I donate two, does that mean it's really good?
If you donate two, it means I can roll
this is something I probably want to fail,
five or
right?
six. Four, five.
Wait, whose sack are you grabbing?
Yeah, my own.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Teddy's sack, yeah.
Well, if, like, you're yeah, unskilled,
if I'm successful.
You're unskilled, so you have to get a six on a die six.
Right.
So it's poor odds.
Let's do it. I'll add these two.
Add those two? Okay. So that'll make it
they cost
four,
money,
five,
right?
or six.
Okay.
Yes, I'll get a four, five, or six. You succeed in grabbing Teddy's sack. It's a one.
Okay.
Miss. Well, I guess.
Happens.
You just punched Teddy in the balls? Is that what happens?
I guess, is that
what's going on now? Oh, God. Oh!
I'm sorry, man. I did not really at all intend for that to. It just happened.
Oh!
You know when you play like a flight simulator for the first time? I feel like, okay, I got to do a lot less.
Oh!
Like a lot longer distance.
Oh!
Oh,
I think I'm going to vomit.
This is, for some reason, not painful for me whatsoever.
My eyes.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. Right in the knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Good shot, my boy.
Oh! Oh, the...
Teddy?
Oh.
Teddy, listen to me.
I can't see anything. I can't see anything.
Get up out of the ground, Teddy. We're face down on the ground.
Oh, God.
We're starting right down
that
here
hurt.
From the bottom.
That hurt.
The day can only get better, and that's my whole point, Teddy.
Yeah.
Me talking to you, we can improve your lot in life.
Yeah?
I'm thinking you had a good idea going before. Let's see if we can't trade these pigs for a couple of kids. And then kids sell for way more than a pig could ever could.
Sure. That's
economics.
Doesn't have to be pigs, kids. Doesn't have to be kids, but just something worth more than pigs.
If I just do what you guys tell me, will everything... You guys will, like, fade into the mist again at some point.
Oh, let me check, and because I don't want to lie to you, Teddy, but, like, so let me just double check. Yes, that is exactly what will happen.
Okay, let's do it then.
All right, can you round up the pigs? Have you got them on a leash?
Yeah, they're on this big, rope. This big rope.
Not rope, you can also trade, I'm assuming.
Well, then we'll lose the pigs.
Okay, so yeah, let's do the pigs first.
Okay.
What do you want, Teddy?
I was heading towards this brick building.
Okay, nice.
I don't remember why.
What is the building?
It's the side of a big theater, actually.
Oh, hey. How'd you like to own a theater?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Let's go see if they're willing to sell it for 15 pigs.
Let's do it.
Is there a knocker on the door?
Pretty sure it's open. Hi, did you want to come and see a movie? Oh, not a movie, a fantasy movie. Let's see. Did you guys want to see a play?
Movie's what they call it because they're moving around.
By you guys, I mean you and those pigs.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think we can... Well, let me check with the manager. I don't think we can have pigs in the theater.
Before you get upset, what if we did a lovely, nice little trade here? Because you clearly like the pigs. You want to let the pigs in, but you're not sure if you're allowed to. What if we swap the pigs for ownership of the theater, and then I own the theater, so I can decide to let pigs in. And then the pigs can come, we can see the movie, everyone's happy. Lady.
So you give me the pigs?
Yes.
And then I give you the theatre.
Yes.
And then, sure, why not? I'll take those pigs. She just fucks off with the pigs. You're pretty sure it was just a clerk.
Yeah. All right, well, is there anybody working behind the behind the counter?
Where's Danielle going?
She sold me this
theatre. She's meant to be taking tickets. What did you say?
She had to leave. I'm the new owner.
I'm the owner?
Oh, really?
What?
I just sold it to that lady for 15 pigs.
You...
Oh, you this sold... is horrible news.
What did you do?
Well, I had these...
I don't see any pigs.
Oh, yeah, your mate ran off with them.
Danielle?
Yeah, she's got them. You better go chase her.
What? Why do I... No, would you want to be the ticket? Oh, we pay, pay all right.
Yeah. I don't have any.
You can...
What's my inventory now, Teddy? Is it nothing?
We just have a, we have this sack.
Knives and
potato
forks.
Sack, potato sack.
Yeah. Knives and forks, lad.
We have knives, we have a knife and fork. It's a scraped up knife and fork. I've got some bits of my teeth.
Can I turn to the theatre owner?
Sure.
Are you the theatre owner?
Yes, this is my theatre.
Are you interested in selling it?
No, thank you.
How about trading it?
Still no.
All right, I'll take that job. How do I...
Well, you just, I mean, it's 5 quid a movie,
mm-hmm.
a play. Fuck.
5 squids a movie.
We call them movies in Lantern.
I love them.
It's a new technology. We're very technological here, you know. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, we're quite technological. We have these things called movies. It's like a play, except it's just a bunch of images. There's about 7 images you
can
see.
While he's talking, can I look out the window and see if I can see my pigs?
Daniel.
It's okay if I can't.
She appears to have taken them into a tavern or something. Well, it looks like a tavern. It's a very gaudy looking tavern, which is strange in Lantern, but it looks like a seedy kind of place. For some reason, where that is like really dark and creepy. Everything else around looks nice and fine, but there's this weird creepy...
Teddy, do you remember the name of the theatre owner?
It was, no.
I say, hey, boss!
That's me.
I quit.
Oh, well, I didn't tell you how much you were going to... Oh, okay, bye. Didn't even tell them about the movies we were showing.
Wait, I go back in.
Nope, no, I'm done with you. You can get out.
Oh, okay.
You had your chance.
I wanted some popcorn, and I'm ever so hungry.
I think everything's 5 quid.
Well, I quit, and I leave. I don't have 5.
I don't know how much 5 quid is in fantasy, but so where are we headed?
Let's go collect pigs. I mean, I feel like we were bamboozled. We're less close to where we started off from.
All right, let's go. Yeah, so as you go, just for some reason, just this one area of the town is just real creepy looking. And it's also like sleazy. It's like real sleazy.
Nice.
There's like lots of red lights and like fantasy neon lights.
is there like someone hanging out front smoking?
Yeah, yeah.
In a leather jacket.
Yeah, he's got a hat with like a giant feather in it, and it's like it's got a gaudy cane thing. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, buddy, I'm looking for 15 pigs. Have you seen them?
Yeah, so some pigs go through here. Yeah, this.
Ooh,
yeah.
Which direction?
Oh, they're on the other. You're gonna have to pay me some money to get in there. There's a big act.
What if I trade you these 2 human teeth for the information?
All right, here you go.
All right. Do I have to give him the teeth, or can I just...
Give me the fucking teeth.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah, and you go.
You make yourself a knuckle sandwich. That doesn't make sense.
Don't make me fantasy bitch slap you.
Yes, sir.
So you go inside, and there's like... there's like... It's like a fantasy strip club or something.
Unicorns and...
Yeah, hypocrites. There's like all sorts of fantastical creatures.
But still a buffet.
All covered in mud, basically. A buffet?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a real sleazy dive bar kind of thing. They've got, like, waiters are in skimpy outfits. And Danielle's taking the pigs to talk to some guy at the back. I don't know, there's a pool filled with mud. It's really strange place.
Teddy, I think you should scream at the top of your lungs that they're your pigs.
Hey, they're my pigs!
And go get them. Go take that rope. Are they still roped up? Like,
hey, Teddy runs over.
So yeah, so how much vodka can I have for these 15 pigs?
Look, we want your pigs, but we'll give you a bottle, whatever.
That's my bottle. That's not her pigs to give away.
Oh.
Are these your these are your pigs, madam? Yeah,
that's what I thought. Her story's all over the place.
No, but oh, come on, just I just need a drink.
Oh, well,
why is this getting so dark? This is getting really sinister. What the fuck?
But what if
we should do a do-over?
What if we trade the pigs for the bottle? I get the bottle, but I give you a drink or two.
All right.
Hey, hey. Give me that.
Yeah, she took most of it.
All right, so I've got
a tiny bit of
vodka. Are the pigs?
They're already in a mud wrestling competition.
That was very quick.
It's a mover and a shaker. Get the guy who runs this place.
What are you gonna do? It's Chinatown.
It's been ages, and we should do a bid, right?
Yeah, no. I'm fine to do a bid.
Yeah, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go.
3 again.
2.
Ah. Oh. You had to spend those.
Oh yeah. Why did I?
You don't keep those.
Okay. Look,
this place is creeping me out, man.
Yeah. Let.
I don't know who thinks up this shit.
These pigs are adopted.
Did we do it?
Yeah. Aren't they? They'll be fine here. Can I look around to see like the company that they're in? They'll live a happy life, right? Yeah.
People throwing money at them. Yeah.
This is fine.
There's a lot of very drunk people, and they're leering.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it. Fucking pigs in mud night.
Teddy.
Fucking love it.
Teddy. Here's my thought process.
Yeah, Wallow, your daddy.
One of my skills is in fighting.
Ooh,
what are we fighting? You have to win the mud wrestling competition to win back these pigs. Dive into there, Teddy.
Okay.
And just be the strongest.
Yeah,
just stretch
him
out.
Couple
of holds.
Teddy jumps in. I guess we're going to do a wrestling roll, wrestling skill roll.
How does it always come back to?
Hey, man, you did this.
Do you have any skill in wrestling?
Fighting.
Fighting.
So I guess so much you might be throwing some serious punches at these instead. It's just like, you know, putting them in an arm lock.
Teddy, okay, yep, let's see, we go. Ooh, it's a one. Oh. Teddy loses this fight to the pigs. Pigs are...
So on a loss skill check, does that go up for contesting?
Oh, I think it does. Yes, I think it does. Yeah, Teddy dives in, goes for... Well, fighting, I guess he went and just got to punch one, and the pigs all turned on him, and they're just stomping him. Stomping him, yeah.
Poor bastard, you got fucked up by a pig!
He hit that pig in the face!
Oh my god! Look at him go, they're killing him! Oh, it's a bloodbath! Get him out of here!
Oh no! Oh. 3, 2, 1, bid.
Hey.
Dan wins.
Fuck are we doing in here? Covered in fucking mud.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes looking at us. What the fuck are you looking at? What the fuck are you looking at? Fuck. Come on. Get out of here.
Staring at us. This is hot. Yeah.
Let's get out.
When did they bring pig wrestling here? Hey, tell the guys.
We'll come back to this place. It looks like we can make some serious cash from
Teddy,
this in some
Teddy
way
crawls,
or another.
Crawls out of the pig wrestling. I guess it just continues on. I don't know. They just keep hurling pigs in. One after the other.
Yeah, I'm comfortable thinking that in the back of my mind that the pig wrestling competition will still go on if we move away from it.
Teddy have, like, drags boxy, himself boxing. Out of the corner.
What's the pig equivalent? Like something like hammy, Hammy slammy. I don't know.
Hammy slammy.
Foxy boxing. I don't know. Come back to me. Come back.
Hammy slammy is pretty good.
Yeah, we can top it, I'm sure.
Pork punches.
Bang. Oh. There you go.
Teddy drags himself out of the pit and, I guess, over the alcohol-stained floor under the stools and across towards the door.
This is a gross place, huh? Why don't we get out of here?
Yeah.
This is not the place we want to go. You still got that sack there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do.
Still intact?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I got this knife and fork.
I guess we don't have any pigs yet to replace with the little ones
we got this vodka.
Relocate, huh? Oh, right. Well. Hey, that's great. Vodka bottle. You know, well, that could really do some damage, huh? Why don't we just stuff that in the back pocket there for safekeeping, huh? Why don't we head over to that nice looking house? Let's get out of this red light district. That's not a real nice place, huh? Why don't we go into a real nice homely place where
you're enjoy your night.
Christmas, huh?
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
It's drying real quick, this mud. It's like, flaky.
Hey, you better camouflage, am I right? This is a pretty drab looking town. We could get a bit stealthy and stuff, blend in, huh?
Fantasy ninja.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, fantasy ninja and shit.
Yeah.
Why don't we climb up on... why don't we take two on that chimney? Chimney try that we did before.
Oh, back to the other house again?
Oh, why don't we try a different one?
Okay.
It's no difference to me.
There is just a big smokestack. Is that the kind of...
Oh, yeah.
That's a big chimney. I don't know if we can get up the side of it.
Yeah.
But...
No, why don't we look for, like, houses and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe there's some windows that we can have a little peekaboo in there.
Santa doesn't go through windows.
Santa Claus likes to make sure that the houses he drops in on are worth dropping in on. You know what I mean?
All right, let's look at this one.
Yeah.
The nearest house. You look through the window. It's just... It's full of kids, actually. It's like,
like a lot of Santa Claus likes this, huh? Ho, 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 and that short sort of shit. He sees you when you're sleeping. Come on, let's climb up in that house. Drop down the chimney. Hey, have you got a beard or something? Oh, why don't we get one of those world-class mustaches and put that on?
Yeah,
huh?
Well, we could put one of the bottom would kind of look like a beard.
Just put a whole bunch of mustaches on the bottom.
All
there.
Right.
That's it. Look like Santa Claus.
Yeah? Does it? Well,
that's good enough for it. Let's jump down. That's launch down that chimney, huh?
The children are all just sitting, staring at a fire. So there's about 12 children, basically.
Dozen.
Yeah, it's
that's a dozen, Teddy. That's a whole carton full of kids. Hey, how many you reckon we can? Let's just jump down that chimney first.
All right.
Huh?
There's a ton of smoke just billowing out of this chimney. So am I going? I'm going down here.
Just jump on feels, down that chimney.
Okay. Do you have any skills that
might help me check? Intimidation and probably not. No.
Fair enough. Teddy just.
No.
I guess Teddy just jumps down the chimney, I guess, and lands on the fire that the kids are watching.
Look at me, I'm Santa Claus. Hey, who's been a good kid? Who's been a bad kid? Any bad kids in here?
The children, they're pretty happy, actually. This is pretty exciting. They've never seen, like, their television is watching the fire, and, like, nothing ever happens. Like, there's nothing ever.
Finally paid
off. This is pretty awesome, actually. So the kids are, like, going wild. Hey, yes, it's Santa.
Who left out milk and cookies? Hey, all you kids, huh? Hey, you want to go back to Santa Claus's place?
That's the sound of Teddy
stop,
Empire.
Drop and roll, Teddy, quick. Think we're ablaze.
Teddy drops and rolls, I guess. Some of the carpet catches on fire.
Oh, it looks like we don't have much time, kids. Hey, why don't we get out of this burning building? I'm going to take you to a safer location. Get in the sack here, and we'll take you back to the North Blowland.
Hey, what's all this noise down there?
Come on, kids.
I told you kids to shut up.
Come on.
Quick. What's your stories? that's it. I'm coming down.
Oh, come on, kids. Stump. Quickly. We ain't got much time. Get in the sack. Come on. Take you to a better place.
You fit about, let's say, 5 children in the sack.
It's good enough, Teddy. Quick, wrap that shit up and let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, okay, we're out. We're getting Teddy Scarpers. Do the window?
Yeah. Smash through that window. We'll come back for the rest of you fuckers later.
Guess we smash through the window as well. This glass shatters all over. Teddy's bits of his glass sticking out of Teddy. He's singed. Well, more than singed, he's blackened in parts.
It's all right, Teddy. We got what we came for. We're taking away the bad keys back to old Santa Claus's house. All right.
Where does Santa Claus live?
Let's just collect some more keys first. You know, I think there's a bit more room in this sack here. Hey, even a better idea. Why don't we get another sack?
There's not much room. Teddy opens the thing and one of the kids jumps out.
Hey, get the fuck back in here, you little fucker.
he tears off. Well, they don't seem to like it in here.
Silent night. Holy night, all is calm. Teddy, you think we can knock those kids out with that their vodka bottle? They're gonna bust that little rackety. Just give them a few little whacks over their head.
I guess Teddy's just doing what he's told, I suppose. It's Teddy lifts up the bottle. Let's go for a bid.
Yeah, please.
3, 2, 1, go. Anthony's got 3. Anthony wins. The bottle is raised.
Oh, oi, what's all this then? Bunch of kids in a sack.
Yeah.
Luxury. When I was a boy, we'd be lucky to have a sack. All right. All right, well, let's keep moving. What do we got? What do we got?
Well, I was just going to thump them.
Oh, no, not really. Oh, they've been naughty.
Yeah, I think that's...
Give them a thump, then.
I guess Teddy starts thumping.
Just the one thump. All right, if they've
been... Do you have a skill for that?
No. We'd use a belt in my day, not a bottle.
I've only got the bottle now. I mean, I've got the knife and fork. We could give him a prod.
No. Knife and fork, very important. Need that nice and clean. All right. Give him a thump. We'll be on the way.
Teddy. Give Teddy thumps some kids. In a sack with a half-filled vodka bottle.
Bloody luxury. Be thumped with a vodka bottle. Soft glass. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, what, Teddy? Teddy, focus up. Now that we've taught these kids what's what?
They have gone very, very quiet.
What? They will. They learned discipline, they have. Quick nip of that vodka. Keep your insides warm, and then we've got to find ourselves a meal.
Okay. Don't think I've ever had alcohol, actually.
Oh, quick shot. Can't hurt. First time's a charm.
Oh.
Oh, you drank too much, you dumb fool.
That's worse than grass.
Tastes like fire, doesn't it?
Yeah, it burns.
Shouldn't be eating grass, mate. Make you sick.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of not eating grass, let's see what we've got here. Oh, what's that in the distance there? That enormous tree in the middle of town square, covered in baubles.
You know, I didn't see that. It's a Christmas tree.
Oh, yay. It's a giant Christmas tree. Well, that's a... All right, laddie, Yeah. Might be a bit too much.
Let's
for
go look at it.
Let's go look at it.
Okay, so that do walkie walk. Walkie walk in the funky
button. These buildings, lad, pretty boring, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty grey.
Do you think they taste good?
No, I don't.
You like food with colour, don't you? Like reds and greens.
Well, not grass, please.
No grass here. No, sir. Maybe some ferns, though. Couple of twigs, eh? But them baubles, you like them? They look shiny, like apples.
They do look nice.
Like
actually.
An orchard, eh? Maybe pluck one. Pluck one from that tree.
Okay. Teddy plucks one from the tree, I guess.
Now, don't you think it looks like a lovely red apple, eh?
It's very hard.
Why? Just like an apple.
That's true.
Best way to find out if it's too hard, give it a chomp, eh?
Sure, why not?
Yeah!
I guess it shatters in Teddy's mouth.
What? Not an apple then, eh? What? Made of glass?
Yeah.
Swallowed a bit there, didn't you?
Teddy's all right, well, spitting blood.
Well, we learned something new there. Hey, oh, lad, what's this tree made of? Give it a knock.
I don't think.
All right, did I stutter? I'll give you the bottle if you're not careful.
Teddy hits the tree with the bottle.
Does the bottle break?
No.
Oh. Well, that's a sturdy bottle there. What's the tree made of? Is it wood?
Yes.
Get that knife out. Give it a shave. Bit of bark, don't you think? It's not glass, I swear. You just saw it yourself. Tree as far as the eye can see.
All right, there we go. Teddy.
Make sure you use a knife and fork. Don't be a bloody brigand.
It's the same sound from the metal.
Shave some of that bark off, boy, just like it's Parmesan.
Bits come off, I guess.
All right, eat it. Not off the ground, you damn fool. Use the knife and fork.
It all hurts.
We're not animals.
No, I can't.
Put it in your mouth.
No, I can't.
Put it in your...
No.
Snort it. Snort the bark. Do it. I'll give you the bottle again. Them kids have been quiet. Wouldn't like it happen to you, would you? Snort it through your little nostril. That's it. That's the stuff. That's it. Almost at the station.
No. It's just stuck in my nose.
Sniff harder, boy.
I can't. I can't get it any further.
Damn fool. Useless. Bloody useless.
My face hurts.
That's fine. We'll find something else. These lantern lads. Good at making concrete, aren't they? Concrete's a liquid. You could pour that straight in. Don't you think?
I don't
What's
want
that
any.
Over there?
No.
Willard's cement mixing. Pop in there a bit, Dar, would you?
Teddy just... slowly walks over, dragging the children in a sack. Slowly, slowly crying, mouth
all
bleeding.
Right, this is me.
Twig up his nose.
Now we're in my territory, I'm thinking. Yeah. It was a builder back in the day, made plenty of cement. Let's mix us up some soup.
Oh, buddy. What's wrong with you within?
Oh, I...
You're all bloody.
You tell him...
What's in the sack? What's in the sack?
All right, Teddy. Remember your manners.
What? You... Jesus. Hi. These are just... But can I drink some of your cement?
You gotta mix it first, you damn fool.
You go. Can I mix some of your cement?
To drink?
To drink.
That's it. Please and thank you.
What are you... Give me that. Give me that sack.
Oi, he's trying to take your kids. Hit him.
Hey.
I guess Teddy hits the poor builder with let's do it.
We're
doing a skill? All right, here we go. Teddy's going to try and slug a poor, innocent construction worker.
Oh, my God.
I can't
what
see
it.
If we're playing Where It Lies, it is 100% a 6.
Well, he decks the guy.
Man, you're just caves pretty his, hard. Tonight.
Caves his skull in with this invincible vodka bottle.
All right. Now, good work, laddie. He would have kept you from my soup. Right, here's what you do. Now,
this is...
Never hit anyone with a bottle before, but I have mixed my fair share of cement. So get yourself.
Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine. All right, look at him.
I don't know what would. Where's the.
Teddy, I told you, we've seen your memories. No. You've killed before, you'll kill again.
No. In his memories.
Keep it down back there.
It was mostly Gage.
All right, Gage, you killed a few. All right, but you know, you did it too. Anyway, let's get to mixing the cement, eh?
Do I pull this lever?
You pull that lever, 2 parts water, 1 part cement. Get it going.
Mix Teddy it. Tries to mix cement. I guess that's a skill check too, I think.
I have masonry. I'm going to spend 2 and make this an auto success.
All right, sweet. Okay.
Oh, that's a thick soup, my boy.
Yep. Okay.
Teddy, my boy, that's a thick soup. Now, here's the challenge. You ready, boy?
Yeah.
I need you to drink it.
Sure. Why not?
It'll make your teeth grow back, I swear.
Will it?
All right. True as anything. Isn't that right, fellas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still think we should take the kids somewhere safer. But it's not up to me.
The kids are fine. Look at them. Having a wee nap. Luxury.
Kids suspiciously quiet. No movement. Nothing. I guess Teddy starts drinking some cement.
I don't know what you do here.
Teddy's drinking. It doesn't
taste good. It doesn't. It'll
make you big and strong, lad.
Teddy's mouth kind of just sort of solidifies just enough so that his mouth is always open. And we can breathe, but it's just mouth open. face.
Very good, lad. Let that sit. I'm feeling very content with myself there.
let's do a bid.
3, 2, 1, go.
1.
4.
Oh, 4. Dan wins.
Hey, guess who's back in the house? Guess who's back in the saddle? Oh, looks like you got a bit of a funny face there.
Yeah.
Hi, boy. Tell you what, that guy told you to eat cement, didn't he?
Yeah.
Keep telling him not to get people to drink cement. Anyway, hey, why don't we you still got those kids in there, huh? Yeah, cool. Okay. Why don't we go get some more kids, huh? This is a good start, but we gotta get all those bad kids. Gotta be Krampus Claus or something, huh? Why don't we get all those bad kids and get the fuck out of here?
I guess Teddy just, in his mind, I guess he acknowledges what you're saying. His mouth is frozen open. Cemented
right.
Open.
We don't need lips where we're going.
Teddy just starts pouring the vodka down the hole.
Ho, 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 here we go. Merry Christmas and all that shit. Where's the next family we can ransack?
There's quite a lot of, you look around and there's quite a lot of families who were, you're quite near the tree and there was a lot of families.
Perfect.
They're all looking at Teddy. Like they're all gobsmacked. Just absolutely.
But why?
Just like.
Why though?
They've witnessed Teddy murder a dude, drink cement. Yeah, no one's...
Beat some children.
Yeah. I don't know if they know that there's children in the sack yet, but they're aware that something in the sack has stopped moving.
Yes.
Are you okay there, buddy?
We're doing... Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's it. Yeah, just say ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho. There's a little kid near you, little tiny kid comes up to you and says, are you Santa?
Yeah, I'm Santa Claus, little tiny Tim, huh? I'm taking you all to a luxury North Pole sad train ride of joy and pleasure. Why don't we get up on in that sack there?
They can't, the kids just, yeah. They can't, no one can understand yeah. what Teddy's saying, but.
Goddamn cement guy, huh?
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Can we just grab the kid?
Okay. I guess yeah, Teddy chucks another kid in. He replaces the one that escaped, I guess.
Okay, let's get the fuck out of here. There's a lot of eyes on us right now.
Hey!
You just stole my kid.
You just stole a kid. Is that your kid? No, my kid. Oh, okay. Probably shouldn't be stealing kids though, right? We got a lot of them.
That kid was a jerk.
We got lots of kids. Yeah, well, there he goes.
He's running in circles.
What's he doing? I guess Teddy runs to away.
Yeah,
we're going away.
Let's get out of here. There's they're hot on our trail. It's probably the law's gonna come after us.
There's probably some sort of form of like police robot, yeah. Robot circling or fucking drones robot, or something.
Fucking robot fucks. I think they're so special. Let's get out of here. Robots don't have kids. We need to take all the bad kids, Teddy. All of them. They've been wicked. They've been bad. And we gotta get every fucking last one of them, just like Queen Santa Claus. Okay? Yeah, I knew you'd understand.
I guess you can take control of Teddy, I guess.
Teddy,
okay. Teddy can't talk. You, you see. There seems to be, like, you can see, like, there seems to maybe words gotten out. There's people are, like, battening up down the hatches. Like, there's, like, windows closing, doors getting locked, people ushering their children into houses.
Hiding under tables you can running. Hear outside.
Yeah.
Mum's crying.
Yeah. Is that said? No. Oh, it's getting closer.
That airship, it's still docked, huh? The one we rolled in on? With all the piggies? With all the piggy poos? Why don't we get these little kids on that airship, huh? Okay. Take them to the North Pole or some shit.
Yeah, we start heading back towards the... There, you do appear to be... military-grade versions of Sasbot and UVV and stuff, like, coming down the road.
Oh, no.
to, in the, they're not between us and the ship. They're coming from the other direction. And, they look locked and loaded. They got glowing red eyes. And instead of colanders, they still have colanders, but I guess they're more pointy and severe-looking, maybe.
Ah, shit. All that cement's making it hard to run, too, isn't it? I bet. It's getting a bit weighed down. We got to lose some cargo here. Chuck one of them, probably the nicest, maybe, you know, best-behaved kid out and get away with the more wicked ones, huh?
Teddy Hill's the one kid that's still animated at the robots.
Keep running. Keep running.
I swear, yeah. this is what Krampus does, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This isn't me being creepy or anything. This is the character I'm doing.
Teddy hurls the one animated child through the air by the sky. He's like...
Scurry.
The robots just ignore the kid. They just keep coming. They didn't slow them down.
Oh, shit. What are we going to do, huh? We're in a real jam here, Teddy. I wish you could speak right now so we could be a bit more threatening than... Yeah. What have we got in our disposal here? We got the vodka bottle... Yeah, I've got a full sack of kids. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna do something a little unorthodox and let let the other guys take control here. Yeah. Throw my hands up in the air, so to speak. Hey, one of you boys want to get in on this shit? Get us the fuck out of here.
Bidding, I guess. Bidding. It's so dumb. No one wants it.
I'm out. I'm out, man.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Anthony wins. So.
All right, leave it to the old guard to sort out more of your problems, eh? All right. All right, Teddy. Can't speak. Turn to Chewbacca, have you? All right. It's a common problem when you eat too much cement. Told you not to eat too much, didn't I? All right, dude. Yeah. You guys heard me? Anyway, let's figure out what we can do from here. So what have we got? Some robots here. All right, soccer kids. Still got them. Nip of vodka. Oh, mostly empty there. All right, we've got the airship. Not much good going there, is it? What we need some molten lead. clear out all this here cement, eh? All right, only way. Trust me. I'm a doctor. Let's go see them forgers over there. All right, let's scoot on over.
Scarfers towards the forgers,
gotta
I guess.
Got to burn out all this cement. Can't have you unable to speak now.
That's Teddy running.
Let's widen up this hole here. We need to make a funnel for the molten lead. So get that hammer over there. All right, Teddy? And that chisel, put that chisel straight up down your mouth like you're a sword swallower, eh?
Teddy puts the chisel down his throat, I guess.
All right, get that there. I'm up. And we're going to widen up this cement hole so you can speak again, eh?
No.
All right, now, Teddy. I'm going to level with you. I'm a doctor, remember? Now, I'm going to level with you. You're gonna have to swallow as much of the cement as humanly possible, and that's very important. If you throw it up, it will be bad. But all this cement here trapped in your mouth hole, no good. Can't have it. Got to get it right down in the tum.
I guess. Did you say you have
masonry?
I guess this covers masonry.
All right, you ready?
Teddy's got a chisel in his mouth, straight in his mouth. And you can about to smash it with the hammer. All right.
You can do this one of two ways. You can do one big smash or a couple of little ones. But it is important that you try to swallow as much as that concrete as possible.
Oh.
Ed bought a chisel. Ed bought it. Okay. Look, did it.
I guess Teddy's now headbutting his chisel.
Hold it up. Hold it straight, lad. Easy. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Success. I guess he headbutts this chisel. It shatters. Most of his teeth come out with it, but he does his best to swallow. He swallows a lot of chipped, broken up cement and teeth and probably bits of bauble in there.
All right, we'll build you some new teeth. Don't you worry, lad.
Oh, I can speak again.
See, old Bob never steer you wrong.
That's the sound of robots coming.
Oh, no time for molten lead now. Best scoper.
Beep, beep. How do robots talk, Anthony? Bing bong.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly how it is. All right, so did it. Scorper time, I think.
All
time
right. To get okay.
No time for molten lead. We'll have to come back for that. Oh, I know.
This sack's getting heavy.
All right, they're just sleeping.
Okay.
Classic bloody millennials sleeping on the job. You hit them with one bottle, down they go. Me, I'd be at work by now, at that age, in the coal mines, eating coal. All right, anyway, time to move.
All right, so you're heading towards... You kind of have to go close to the robots to get to the ship is the problem. And they've got are there fantasy lasers?
Yes.
Laser beams?
Yes, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
they have festive fantasy laser beams. Some of them shoot red, some of them green. Some of them are like candy cane colored lasers. And they start firing at Teddy.
Duck and weave, Teddy, duck and weave.
Teddy ducks and wheeze, I guess. Should we do a skill check to see if he gets shot?
I'm going to use my last willpower to not get shot.
Six. Teddy just gracefully, well, he just runs and they just all miss. It's like stormtroopers in Star Wars. Everyone misses.
Just like a torch, lad. Always listen to Bobby. Steer you right. All right. All right. Keep on moving.
I guess we're heading back to the docks. We're on the way to the docks.
Docks and weave.
And that's a bid.
I got three. Oh, hey,
one.
I thought you had none. I was like, you.
Oh, God.
I didn't say stop running.
Oh, jeez. Teddy's tearing down
the
dock.
Can we see the ship out ahead?
Yeah, it's in sight. We're hitting the dock now. You can see it just step further down, of the jetties.
So these robots aren't actually the robots we're familiar with. They're the same model, but no?
They're the same kind of model, but they're not our robots.
It's like when you see the T-100 Terminator, but he's not the friendly one. He just looks like... Right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of, do we have to, unlock the ship? Or, is there, a engine start? Yeah, thank you. Just get it warmed up.
Well, I wonder if...
Let the aircon running before I get in there.
I don't think so. I think we just... I mean, it's name and UPB.
In canon, it has keys like a car. So, yeah, if the keys would be in, the rear vision mirror or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. UPB takes care of it, generally.
Yeah. Are they on the ship?
I assume so. I don't think Teddy
some sort
knows
of
autopilot.
how to fly. No?
We can have a go. It's getting towards nighttime now. It's been...
All right. I mean, if the robots are still chasing me... Chasing
pew,
us?
Pew,
okay, cool.
Beep, boop, beep.
Does... So, I'm just, again, trying to take track of where we're at, where we're on.
We have a sack full of children.
MIA.
They're gone.
Yeah, long gone. Happier lives.
Mostly empty vodka bottle.
Yes.
Knife and fork.
Yes.
Sack of four, maybe dead children.
Can I, lock up the ship? To buy some time from the robots coming, or...
Or
is it going to be much of a muchness?
Well, the ship, how does it... Because the ship just looks like when it's in dock mode, it just looks like a normal ship, right?
Yes.
Well, we can go and try and press buttons on the thing and see if we can Batmobile cocoon it or whatever.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's go. Teddy jumps on board, and we're...
That
just,
one.
All right, pressing it. I'm just going to roll...
It works for me.
...for success. And we're going for... We're hoping for cocoon.
Oh, look, I'll what are we spend hoping my for? Last wish point. Defensive mode.
Defensive mode?
To withstand robotic attacks, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, let's do that.
And I've spent one my last...
It probably doesn't come under your skills, does it?
My other skill is being charming. So,
you charm the ship into...
Or fighting.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you press a button and...
When we're punching people in the face and...
You press a button and the engine
Yikes.
Just comes on and it just starts gunning straight towards, the shore. So you kind of are getting away from the robots again because they're almost on us and now they're... But the thing's just going straight towards shore. Yeah.
It might be time to wake up the children in the sack.
Hey. Hey.
I slap them.
Yeah, we're slapping kids.
And they wake up, right?
Yes. One of them wakes up.
Hey!
No, they're all still asleep. Yes, they wake up. They're crying bitterly.
Kids, hold your tears. It's a Christmas miracle. I've taken you... to live amongst the sky and stars with me, Teddy, for Christmas. And blood and sweat powder. Like bits of brain and viscera.
And baubles.
Yeah.
Bits.
Hanging out.
Teeth gone.
Now.
But he is charming.
Yes. Oh no, yes, it's definitely. I'm trying to lay it on for the children. This is going to be a fun adventure. Yes. Which of you knows how to fly an airship. Wow, so that's why everyone isn't Teddy. Now we know.
That was messy.
Thank you for keeping Teddy so wholesome every week to week. I had no idea.
That's hard work.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Yeah. Now you know.
Tally on that one.
Anyone? Know. Oh yeah. Oh,
anyone keep score on that shit? Well,
I assume yours was to make me eat non-edible.
Eat
construction material.
Right. And can I just ask a question on that one? Why? What made you think of that? That's so left field.
I was going through traditional characters from pop culture, and Bob the Builder came up, and it. Well. It was a twist on Bob the Builder, where instead of using the construction materials to build, he would instead eat them.
Checks
I out. Love it.
And that's the first goal of Bob the Builder was to acquire a knife and fork. Cause...
Mine was to make a trade. Trade up and up and up and up. And I don't think it worked once. I kept being like, situations like, sweet, you have 15 pigs and now you have nothing. Like, all right? Shit. And then he's swapping for some vodka. Sweet. And you have not much vodka. Like, okay. Just every trade just somehow just ended up further and further behind. So I wouldn't award myself any points, really. Yeah.
Was it to make a trade or to trade up?
Literally, I've gone, make a trade, exclamation point. Trade up and up and up.
Yeah, that last line really fucks you.
And I was Joe Pesci / Krampus.
You went full Krampus.
Yeah, full Krampus. My obsession was to kidnap kids, obviously.
I think you're the winner.
Yeah, and yeah, I had burglary and stealing and intimidation on my skills, but yeah.
I didn't realize
naughty kids.
What a wholesome influence Joe and Gage had over Teddy. Clearly, when left to his own devices.
This one went off the rails like immediately. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't.
You gave us 15 pigs. That's on you, man.
Yeah, I guess. Yes. True.
The red light district.
Yeah, I don't know where they came from.
I like the...
Well, just when she was taking the pill, I was like, what is she going to do with the pigs? Mud wrestling, I guess. That was like the first thing that came to my mind. Mud wrestling pigs.
Pork puncher.
Sorry, pork puncher.
This is Michael Wilkins and Jay Radcliffe, the two only stars of the Roller Boys podcast.
That's right.
Not a lot of people know this. We thought it was quite obvious. We didn't know, but Jay and I do all the voices for Roller Boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jay does Anthony and Jay, and I do Dan and Michael.
Yep.
It's
tricky. It's really hard to... It takes a lot of time to edit, and that's why it's kind of taking a long time for the next season to come out, because it takes a long time to like do all the filtering and like do all the sound effects on the voices.
Yeah, we
and
go
stuff
through
like
and do
that.
All of Anthony's lines first.
Yeah.
And then we go back and re-record do all of Jay's lines.
Not to mention all the writing beforehand, like the scripting.
Oh, well, yeah, otherwise.
Table reads.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
But that's obvious. That shines through. The planning, the pacing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And,
that's all. We just wanted to show off. We're not going to ask you to check out our Instagram. Thank you.
It was weird.
Or as Dan would say, thank you.
Yeah, or Anthony would say, ah! Right?
Oh, man.
He's always
classic
flustered.
Anthony.
He's always like, oh, those roller boys. So frustrating.
It's fascinating to watch you get into the zone, just how you approach the character.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You have to tell me. And it was weird that time we went to the Supernova and we had those actors playing.
Shh.
Oh.
I'll cut that.
Well, that's like the a lemony snicket thing. Bragging? You
know? Huh? What? Sorry?
What was the reason for this apart from bragging about how good we are at?
Oh, no reason. No, we're not. You don't have to check an Instagram or anything. Roller Boys podcast.
I think there's just a lot of misconceptions that we wanted to like put to bed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.